Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. My heart is sad and I am lonesome. The only one I love. When will I see you? Oh, never till we meet in heaven above. And that's the classic folk song Beneath the Willow, performed by American Patchwork Quartet. The new musical group seeks to bring new life to familiar folk songs by reflecting the diversity of current-day America. American Patchwork Quartet is vocalist Falu, guitarist and vocalist Clay Ross, bassist Yasushi Nakamura, and drummer Clarence Penn. Their self-titled debut album is out today, and joining me now is Falu. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. So excited to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. Also, Clay Ross joins us. Welcome, Clay.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks so much for having us. We're really honored to be here.
Clay, I love the album, and I understand that American Patchwork Quartet was your idea. Can you tell us more about how it came about?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born in South Carolina, and I came to New York over 20 years ago. Since then, I've had opportunities to collaborate with amazing artists from all over the world. I really just wanted to create an expression of my Southern American roots music that reflected the diversity of my environment in New York. So I invited some of the best musicians I know to collaborate, and here we are.
And Falu, you are one of those musicians. You're an 11th generation Hindustani vocalist, I understand. Tell us a little bit about your training and just your family history of singing.
I was very fortunate to be born in a musical family. My mother is also a singer. And seeing that I was able to sing in pitch at 2.5 years old, she started my training initially. Then I was very lucky to be trained by legendary teachers of India, and they took me under their wings, and I studied Indian classical music under them as their 11th generation of lineage that carries on this tradition, and came to America and felt free to draw from every genre I could be exposed to, made a sound called Indie Hindi, and met Clay at Carnegie Hall while teaching, and we formed a rapport, and he talked to me about Shenandoah. And there you go. I'm singing Shenandoah in American Patchwork Quartet.
I love it. And let's listen to that.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you.
I have to say, being Indian myself, there's such a beautiful connection when I hear your voice with those very distinct Hindustani vocal rhythms in this song that it almost kind of doesn't make sense in my head when it's Shenandoah. Tell me how you brought your vocal tradition to this classic American song.
So when I heard it for the first time, I immediately felt in love with the melody of the song. It reminded me of my music from the mountains of Maharashtra that I grew up in. And music is boundaryless. As one said, my teacher always said, music is such that a soul sings and a soul hears. This was exactly what happened when I heard Shenandoah, because a melody is a melody. And when we bring microtonal singing of 22 notes into American music, I think we are creating a bridge without speaking. And that bridge of microtones and music transcends into this beautiful melody that came to America hundreds of years ago. It came with ease. I didn't have to try.
And Clay, I imagine Shenandoah might have been a song and others on this album that you grew up with. Talk to me about hearing a song that, you know, is so classic, is so done, reinterpreted by Falu like she did in Shenandoah.
It gives me chills. Even when you were playing it just now, it's every time I hear it, it brings me such joy. Because to me, it really feels like a fulfillment of a sort of personal destiny, if you will, because I feel like I had a really special role in bringing this music to Falu and in creating the invitation to ask Falu to please take it as far as you can and please express this melody in a way that only you could, because I want to hear that and I think people will want to hear that.
There are so many songs on this album that are classic folk songs, and we hear them in a whole new way. Let's take a listen to this one. It's Wayfaring Stranger. It starts out pretty much like you'd expect.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world below. Yet there's no toil, no threat, no danger.
But then, Falu, you go in a completely different direction. Let's listen. Wow. I mean, we can hear your training there, Falu. Talk about the embellishments that you're adding here.
All of these beautiful ornaments that we use in meaned work, meaning we slide from one note to the other. And in doing so, we touch many, many microtones that are not on the piano, but they exist in this kind of classical Indian singing. So I tried to bring those ornamentations and ornaments that I've learned as a kid. Because you always want to maintain the integrity of the folk melody that Clay showed me. But how do I make it own? How do I bring this touch of microtones and all the knowledge and wealth that I have inherited from India and bring my heart out and sing it with that twist?
It also strikes us that a song like Wayfaring Stranger has a whole new resonance with our current immigration situation. Clay, I'm wondering if you were thinking about that when you thought about this song for the album.
That definitely fed into just the whole project in general. At the time that we started to embark on working together, Falu and I were working at Carnegie Hall, as she said, and it was when immigration was really front and center in the news around 4 years ago. And we just felt that it was important to share that we feel that American diversity and American immigration and the wealth of American voices is what makes our country great. It's the thing that makes us so beautiful, this patchwork of culture.
There were two sisters, such a beautiful pair, oh, the wind and rain. One was dark and the other was fair. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain. And they both had a love for a neighbor's son. Oh, the wind and rain. But he was fond of the fairer one. Oh, the dreadful wind and rain.
Both of you have had a lot of acclaim. Both of you are Grammy winners. So this question is for both of you. Falu, I'll start with you. What do you find in American Patchwork Quartet that's different from your previous work?
I get to be me, you know? I don't have to change or alter my identity at all. I can be Indian and sing the songs with conviction of being a foreigner and Indian here, and trying to hold on to everything I've learned, but at the same time, add and give to American music what I have.
I love what Falu said, because I think the project at its core, the best we can do is we can not only celebrate our commonalities, but also share our differences. And the idea of American music as a melting pot has been well shared. But I love the idea of American music as a patchwork where each individual part can maintain its integrity and be connected to create something greater than the sum of its parts.
Guitarist and vocalist Clay Ross and vocalist Falu, members of American Patchwork Quartet, thank you both so much.
Thank you so much,
thank
Deepa.
For
Thanks
having
for having us.
American Patchwork Quartet's self-titled debut album is out today.